BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN's Education Department says it's reopening old cases against a Westville teacher who's facing new child grooming allegations. The Pitlochry Primary School educator is accused of sending explicit messages to a grade 7 pupil via TikTok chat. KZN Education's Muzima Hlambi says the man was previously removed from another school over similar claims.
Which means that there was no mistake, poor judgment from his side. We are now saying, hang on, there is a pattern here from this person. You can't have one of the very same offense from the same person, which means that this is just him. So we will deal with him as if we are dealing with two cases in this regard.
Earlier this week, parents gathered outside the primary school demanding answers from the school's management. Mahlambi says the educator had served a sentence and because it was not for rape or sexual assault, he was allowed to return to teaching.
So punishment was different and he served his period and punishment. He came back. Now we're saying, no, we can't be suspending and bringing this person back, which means that we are dealing with a permanent problem here. This is a pattern from the same person, same behavior. That is why now we treat him as if he has committed two offenses.
The teacher has been suspended. A criminal case has also been opened. A resident has died in Umlazi after the house they were in collapsed today during heavy rains in Durban. It's still not clear how many others were in the home at P section. And several injured people have been rushed to medical facilities. KZN Human Settlement spokesperson Dabezin Tlesibia says MEC Sponiso Duma is visiting the area.
The MEC will be visiting the affected families. We have also received a report from the roving team that there are families affected in J section, C section.
Frustrated residents in North Dean, southwest of Durban, say there's a humanitarian crisis unfolding in the area with little to no water. They say they've had intermittent supply for 89 days so far this year and can no longer cope. The issue is said to lie with the southern aqueduct, which does not have enough pressure to supply the North Dean reservoir. The demand for water is also higher than what can be supplied. The local ward councillor, Chris van der Berg, says there are two reservoirs in the area. The large one is not reaching the mark for the pump to kick in.
There has been water rationing. Valves are shut off to try and push more water into the reservoir, but it clearly hasn't been working. Some areas get affected worse than others. The latest thing that they are busy with is changing over Burwood reservoir from the bigger reservoir to the smaller reservoir, which in theory will allow the reservoir to pull up quicker.
Resident Anne Furi says it's been difficult.
It's been quite horrible. In the evenings after work, we have to gather all our water bottles and go fetch water from a tanker, and we don't even get there in time every single day, or it will be out of water. And then we also have to go and buy actual drinking water.
Durban and Richards Bay 24 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg 22.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. FA Cup semi-final weekend. Crystal Palace take on Villa in the first game tomorrow at Wembley. The Junior Springboks ready to rock and roll as the Under-20 Rugby Championship starts next week. And it's a basement battle in the IPL. The Sunrisers Hyderabad are hosting the Chennai Super Kings.